The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Experience lightning fast speeds and Sky's best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
Now, welcome back. It's Oliver Callan here in for Ryan Tuberty. Now, if you're lucky enough to own a home, then the chances are in the last year since the lockdown and all of that, you've been doing it up or at least thinking of doing it up. One person in the throes of it is TV's Roisin Murphy from TV's Home Rescue. Good morning, Roisin.
Good morning, Oliver.
Now, you're a tele architect, so we assume your home is completely perfect.
Oh, yeah, I am. I'm a particular type of tele architect. I'm like the emergency repair kid. But yes, I am a tele architect. I'm proud to say, I'm very proud of our program. Actually, we're people who work on very tight budgets in very tight turnaround times. So, unfortunately, it doesn't work so well on myself.
It's not like the grand designs, and therefore, it's you do little miracles.
We do little miracles.
So what was going on in your home then during the pandemic?
It wore out. I know this sounds mad, right? But it literally wore out. I couldn't believe it. The couch is like a saggy sponge thing. Now, it is a steel frame, so it's being held together like some mad kind of Tracy Emin sculpture. It's hideous.
Wow.
It's just the fabric is gone. All of the varnish is worn off the floors. The fridge, all the seals went, the windows kind of, it just wore out. I think the pandemic put houses under pressure it never happened.
I've never heard anyone wearing out a fridge before, but anyway. Okay.
No, think about all these teenagers in the house that are never usually in the house. They're in there and they're eating a lot and they go to the fridge and then they come back to the fridge and they go to the fridge. There's nothing ever apparently in the fridge, but that doesn't stop them from opening it about 20 million times a day.
So I was going to ask, were you having house parties or something? But no, you just have teenagers. Tell us what's going on in your house.
It did literally wear out. And I think there's that thing where they went from everybody goes from being a younger child to an older child and then they're young adults as well. I have now a 20-year-old.
Yeah.
So suddenly, and that thing that you referred to of not everybody being lucky enough to own a house, there was also that period where we all were able to get out of home and rent very cheaply years ago. You could get a bedsit. It was never cheap, but it was bedsits and stuff. That's gone. So there's... Your young adults are in your house, and I'm from the country as well, so it's new to me because I was out from home at 17. So they're at home and they're using the house in different ways, and they're bringing people and wanting to bring things like girlfriends back to the house. So it just changes it just changes the dynamic. They're no longer kind of playing football out the back. It just changes it up a bit.
Yeah, well, they're kind of adults, aren't they, living in among you?
Yeah, they are.
So you've two teenagers and a 20-year-old.
Yes, that's right.
So that's sufficient just to wear out the house.
Where is it? I think I was getting away with murder because I used to put them out the garden when they were young. They go out the garden and we had a big garden and trees and stuff. And there was a lane out the back and there was parks and school. I think it's also the fact there's been no school or university. So they're at home. I think an awful lot of people have spoken about the couch in particular has come and been battered because we've never sat on couches in our homes as much. We've never used we're all working from home. It's just a different dynamic.
Yeah.
The house usually is not getting much of a break. And I think everybody has a little bit of money they would have spent. They've spurred away the COVID kind of savings. And suddenly we're all going, what am I going to do?
And so what condition was your kitchen in after the heavy bits of lockdown?
Well, apart from the heavy bits of lockdown, it was in tatters after lockdown, but then it went through this, I had a kind of very small pantry kitchen that I loved, and I still love, actually, but everybody has grown significantly, so people can't sit in the room anymore. And then, as it was wearing out, I would get somebody in, and I'd say, can you fix the window for me? This was even before lockdown, and they'd say, yeah, and they'd come in and have a look. I think a nosy to see the woman off the telly's house. And then they were like, God almighty, there's no, they never came back. I'm not joking.
Really?
Really, two window repair guys. I was like, please come back. And I'd phone them and go, and they go, yeah, we'll sort you out. And then I realized that it was too tricky a job. It was a tiny little pantry kitchen And it was intricate enough work, you know. So it was not... It was
so much work they can kind of pick what they're doing.
Yeah, and they were like, oh, not doing that.
I should say at this point, Rachel, since you are the fixer, if people are looking at their homes and they're feeling the same thing, yes, that it's worn out and bet up, text us 51551. We put those questions to Roisin this morning. So a pantry kitchen, basically you don't eat your meals in a pantry kitchen. Is that the kind of definition of it?
I think it is. I think I had an old Victorian house and traditionally the pantries were very small. Now, this would be across the board in all kinds of houses in Ireland. We had tiny little kitchens and hence the explosion of the extension. But what I did when I moved in was kind of, I had designed a kitchen that was kind of intense, like a little machine that did everything, washing machine, the whole lot. And it was very small. It was about 2.3 metres long. So I put that in. And we kind of adapted the table. I designed a little table that we could all sit in, small people. So it was like a tiny cafe. And I'd gone to a restaurant years ago that you get from, that you get a boat out to. It's near, I don't know how to pronounce it. It's a place down the south, right? You get a boat out to this restaurant. And there was we had a meal in this restaurant. And the chef was working out of what looked like the size of a cupboard.
Right.
And he produced all this food. So I thought, you can do it. So that was the inspiration. But the problem was that as people have come, you know, the kids have grown and their friends are coming in, it's just not possible. But the pantry kitchen or this galley kitchen is also very trendy again. It's one of the most sought after images on Duval Kitchens, which would be a kind of a guru style kitchen designers. That's the one that's got the most likes on their social media.
It's the trend.
I think it's that they call it, I think, cottageology. It was done by Taylor Swift. It's this thing of kind of back to basics. The idea that, you know, the huge Monzo kitchens where you could nearly do open heart surgery in them. There's a move away from it, a kind of a shift.
Is there?
There is a shift. I think people, they've gotten, you know, I suppose maybe lockdown has affected people psychologically. But the idea of this kind of kitchen, a farmhouse kitchen, the minimalism is sort of on the wane in terms of, well, it's under pressure from people who are looking for a kind of, I suppose, a more sentimental home.
Yeah, it is a bit cold, isn't it? And unforgiving, those big showroom giant kitchens. And the island, of course, is the thing. Is that on the way out as well?
Well, it's on the way out for me. That doesn't mean it's on the way out for other people. I always wanted an island. And islands are really, really good in terms of when they're used cleverly for design. I would never put an island in just to have an island.
Right.
You know, they can be very good if you're in an apartment and you need an extra wall for some units. Like, you won't have the same structure as a house in terms of space. And they're very good if you have huge space because it gives form to it. But in medium-sized space like mine, the choice is table tennis or an island. And I was like, it was my daughter, so I was going, please don't put an island in. And it was the first time I'd ever really heard that, where they were like, oh God, not an island, as in, don't try and do the whole home show cooking thing with us. It's too late. But you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah, but does that mean that that the young adults are now, they have the input in how the house is shaped, and this is another offshoot, a terrible offshoot from lockdown?
I think so. But also, I did Google this in the end. I thought, are they, you know, because as you get older, you are required, unfortunately, to plug into the youth, because they will often be talking about stuff that I wouldn't, by the time it arrives into my mindset, it's gone. So they're very interesting in terms of trends, and everything they talk about is far more on, you know, we know that from Greta Thunberg and all of them, they're far more on the edge than we are.
Yes.
So when I heard this, I sort of Googled it and discovered that there's a whole load of people who are kind of going, the kitchen island hasn't really had its moments, because it sits there in the middle of the space. And if you have a small space, it really is difficult to integrate or argue for.
Because you need loads of space around it, don't you?
You need 1,200 millimetres for two people to pass.
That's a moat, basically.
Yeah.
I suppose because we're jaded, you see. We're jaded, whereas young people, you know, we're the bet-up house, and the young people, they're fresh to the world, so they've got all these notions.
And they're not thinking. Now, that said, the fellow who runs Prinks or did before lockdown, the guy would have been where the lads would have come back for. Have you ever heard of Prinks, Oliver?
Prinks. It's familiar Prinks. At the edge of. No, don't know. Prinks.
Prinks are what you drink before the TY ball or the Deb.
Pre-drinks. Prinks.
That's it, pre-drinks. I never knew pre-drinks, right?
So he's we're like two elderly people discovering new young people words.
Young people and their pranks. But I was like, I'm going, the fella who went through that period is kind of going, I wouldn't have minded a bit of pre-, you know, he was kind of visualising himself with the cocktails and the beers lined up. But then they also, there are, during COVID, there were families who had tennis, table tennis tournaments and stuff like that. And I have a friend whose father's a builder, and we were discussing this island thing, and apparently when she was doing her kitchen, they were like, what island? No way. Absolute rubbish. Like, it was, he was a country man, and there was no way he was going to allow the daughter to put the island. But she was talking about, I visited her house, say, over the last 10 years, and her kids have had huge success sports-wise, and I argue it's because they didn't have an island. She would have put down the gym beam for doing cartwheels on for the daughter. She has little buggy boards that the nephews do pop-ups when they're learning how to surf. So I think there's a lot of opportunities lost in the kitchen if it's eaten up by an island.
Yes, and once it's in, you can't get the thing out because
no,
it's fixed. So what's happening at the moment? You're doing an extension, are you, to the house?
I'm doing a kitchen, basically a kitchen. And it is...
A kitchen extension?
I think an actual kitchen.
Because okay,
I try to incorporate the pantry and everything and say, we'll do this pantry kitchen and have this big room on it, which is again, and they were like, no, we're building an actual kitchen. So it'll have a run, which is what they call in the business, where you have the hob, the sink, the fridge, a run, and then it will have a table and a couch. Because apparently lots of people I've talked to about this, the phenomena of a kitchen is they all want to sit on the couch in the sun and eat. So I thought, okay.
Where do you stand on utility rooms? Because I have a text in here from Kathleen. She says, I have a tiny utility and the washing machine and dryer are in there. There's no room for anything else. I have no storage, no shelves, no cupboards. Help.
Has she put one on top of the other? I know that sounds basic.
I can't tell from the text. But
yeah, because it's...
Washing machine and dryer. It could be all one.
Yeah. You could do an all one or you could put one on top of the other. The other ones are the hoist. You can do ones that come from the ceiling or retractable hanging lines that go up onto the ceiling. Okay. So they're very handy too. And overhead storage. So that's...
just up high, get yourself a little step.
Yeah, up high. And then, but if you put one on top of the other, you can put a little wall beside it, or else incorporate, and this sounds very funky, say a sliding storage wall, you know, where you put the storage into the wall.
Okay, right. And yeah, it slides in.
Yeah, or the door becomes a little... kind of mini shelf unit.
Very good. Someone else says, I'm in the exact same position with a wrecked house from lockdown as four kids, now teenagers, are on the brink, but I'm torn between doing the renovation or getting the hell out of it and squandering it all on a camper van. What do you think, Roisin?
I was there. I actually did that. And I even to the point that because we're on the road now at Home Rescue, wherever we're down in Kilcock today. Uh-huh. And I did consider it. I thought I could easily do this, put the kids in the camper van and make them come and work for the summer. Because the problem is I'm now leaving the house with them. The wrecked house is now, the teenagers are still there, you know, kind of groggily making their way out of the beds in the morning. But yeah, I considered a camper van. Camper van.
So you were going full nomad land, Frances McDormand.
Yes.
Travelling around, okay.
Oh, why not? But they're actually apparently very difficult to get. They're not as simple.
Yeah. You probably get an old one that you can do up. Sure, that'd be easy for you. someone else says, put your island on wheels, hidden under the kickboard, and you could have both.
I have to say that I've heard a lot about these mobile islands, which is a butcher block in my day, and that is definitely happening. Because there's part of me that goes adaptable. I do like adaptable spaces, and I love a bit of moving furniture because it can, you can pull it out. You can use it as an island or you can push it back. So that's when I put it out on Twitter a couple of weeks ago, I got a lot of people saying mobile islands are the way to go.
So you can you make a table tennis mobile island table. That's too far. I put my island on large caster wheels, says this texter, much to the horror of the kitchen guy, but it's invaluable and constantly being moved to accommodate different situations, says Grania. So it's exactly what you're saying. And you often do get people sort of who aren't going to be living in your home arguing over things you're planning to do to
it. It's terrible. I mean, frequently. And then frequently, you know, when even we would do it on the show where you'll go, we're going to do this. And they go, what? No, but you just have to drive through that resistance. Just keep going on a low home.
Just
wear them down
it.
With like, and then come with the caster and show them the caster. And then eventually they will get the message that the caster is going in.
So your two teenagers and 21, they have a big input into it. So obviously they're going to be living there. So you are listening to them for that reason. So what kind of things are they campaigning for and that you are slightly on the fence with or against?
Well, listen. The horror of horrors. I said, you know, you go around, what would you really like? And one of them said, a door. I said, sorry? And they were like, a door, seriously, this open plan thing. They all want doors. They want to be able to shut, because I knocked down the walls inside the house, so it's all free-flowing open plan. Now, it's not the full Monty open plan. It's kind of, there's a piano that juts out in places, but they're looking for doors.
Because they want to shut mummy away.
Exactly. And they want to shut each other away. One of them wants to be able to bring their girlfriends into the house and not to have to be confronted by the assembled brother's friends. Which, you know that thing where you bring somebody home and the sibling is sitting there like a kind of a fox in the grass just looking at you going... Who's this now? I think they're trying, you know, and you know that moment.
But,
going, oh,
but this is the world we're in now because, as we've said at the start, young adults, the kids, the grown up children are living more and more at home. So when you're kind of doing up your house, do you have to plan for the short term that they're going to be here for the long term that they might? Because you don't know how long they might end up being in the home given the accursed market that we're in.
I think it's the accursed market, and it's also the idea of sustainable design, which sounds like a bit like a buzzword, like cottageology, but it's that idea that you put a toilet downstairs, the idea, like for when we can't go upstairs. I mean, I think there is an argument for how you are going to pass your lifetime through a house. I think when we started out all this property stuff in the 90s, it was very much about flipping properties and houses were seen as equity. And in a way, the tailspin of that, I suppose, is what we've seen on the market, where housing has really been taken over by investment portfolios and all that sort of stuff. But, so I would say you look at your house as a home and how you definitely plan like that. You put services in downstairs. I mean, I did it with my parents at home where we put a bathroom in and a living room so that when... They get to a stage where they can't move upstairs.
Yes,
that they can. You can adapt that room, and that the bathroom then is designed so you can widen the door in the middle, so you can get a wheelchair or whatever. So all of those things, I think we do design like that. Mm. I think if you can do
one last question, Roisin, put you a bedroom painted white, a lot of timber. What colour curtains, please?
Oh, linen. I'd say raw linen sounds. I have a nice Irish linen on that. Sounds lovely.
It's kind of a creamy colour.
Yeah, cream. I would go with that. Or
you're not looking for the colour pop. I'm just using words I hear on Home of the Year. a little bit of pop there.
Colour pop is over.
Okay, it's so over.
It is over, but it depends. I mean, because colour pop, especially for curtains, curtains are a bit of an investment. But I do love wood, cream, white and linen in a bedroom as well.
Great to hear. Roisin on the radio says this texter. She's such a genuine personality. We love how realistic her TV show is. Hope we see lots more of her. And we will, Roisin. Home Rescue.
You will.
Tell us.
We're back in an hour as well, apparently.
A full hour long.
Yes. So you'd be sick of us. So we're going for the hour.
We'd
and
never
extra
be.
Rooms. So
So
it's a bit more work, but it's...
And we'll see that around the autumn sometime?
October.
Brilliant.
And I have
peak
to say
season.
We're going down to our first family and we've got some really lovely people that we're helping this year. More miracles on the way. So it's really inspirational, our first family. They're so wonderful.
Brilliant. Well, they're in good hands. Thanks a million, Roisin Murphy of the Beck Down House, soon to be rescued. Okay, take care.
Thank you so much for having me, Oliver. I'm not at all. I listen to you this week. All right.
Thanks, Roisin.
Thank you.
Goodbye, Slán.
Bye.